Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll be hearing first from the secretariats accompanying us virtually from Honduras. First, the secretariat from the Office of Social Development. Secretary Cardona, they will have, and then 10 minutes from the Secretariat of Education. And then the same amount of time for the Subsecretary in Health, Brian Erazo. So let us begin. I would like to give the floor then to the Secretary of Social Development, Mr. Jose Carlos Cardona. You have the floor. The situation of children with disabilities, I'll address them first in our Secretariat for Social Development and following the instructions of our government to change the way we address disabilities in our country. Well, we presented to Congress recently a new draft general law for persons with disabilities. This law, for the first time, was agreed upon by all sectors, all stakeholders, to include disabled organizations of persons with disabilities. The idea to also track the realities of children with disabilities, the right to preserve their identities. So following that logic, over the past 3 years, we have been able to invest or realize our social investments in this sector. We can note that we have been able to address the support for these children, breaking them down by scholarships. There are 122,000 scholarships for boys and girls, covering 10% of the general school population throughout the country. Of this total, 13,000 of our scholarships are specifically for children with some type of disability. We have also broken down our care for children through our solidarity network. Our government helps 2,350 municipalities with some 2 million individuals. They're in the 45th percentile and up of extreme poverty. In these small towns, there are half a million children that are being supported by school bags, stipends, and shoes and uniforms. They receive support also through the school food program. We are very proud to be able to say that this is the most successful such program in Central America. This in its coverage, but also in its effective assistance provided. We had 200 days of school food countrywide last year, with 1.3 million children in 20-some thousand schools across the country. This year, this coverage will increase. There were two departments that we hadn't been covered, and this will change, and that will increase the indicators, improve them further, and this will further show how we are addressing child food insecurity.